I think it's brought by also the dynamism. As much as culture is dynamic, there's been a lot of people coming from other cultures, especially from Southern African neighboring countries coming into Zimbabwe and advertising their services, especially in the area of traditional healing or in the area of prophecy. In the typical Zimbabwean custom, you cannot publicly advertise a traditional healer. It is a taboo. What used to happen in the past is that if somebody needed help because either a man is poorly performing in the bedroom, he knew where to go. He will talk to other men and they are able to direct and say, if you go to such and such a place, they will know what medicine to prescribe for you. This cannot be just given on the road and publicized on the road. But however, a lot of intervention has been coming from people who are small-time entrepreneurs who purely are cheating people. I've been reading a lot who have been cheated, who have been scandalized, and you read them. For us in Zimbabwe, for example, someone paid a car, he was charged a car because he needed to be productive and things like that.
Mr. Moyo, what is the government doing about all this?
Now we have a new ministry that deals with issues of local leadership, traditional leadership, bringing in issues of heritage and culture. The Minister of Rural Development, Promotion and Preservation of National Culture and Heritage. Part of its mandate is to ensure that there is order and respect in the realms of culture. Culture is defined by a particular locality. I'll give you a quick example. Gift, if you look at the city of Bulawayo, for example, because the dominant culture in the city of Bulawayo is a culture of Ndebele people. And Kwandebele, Mandebele, Nesintwini, you do not conduct burials after midday. All burials are done early in the morning. The southern part of Southern Africa, burials are done early in the morning. And the city of Bulawayo, in quest of trying to ensure that the culture of the region is respected, they've actually put bylaws in the city of Bulawayo that if you have a relative who has died and you are burying them in the city center, in all the cemeteries, you cannot bury it after 11:30. All what they've done, they've brought in the culture and put it into bylaws. And we hope as we move forward, these are some of the things that all local authorities can try and curtail this mushrooming businesses that is really making a mockery of the African culture, of the Zimbabwean culture.
So looking at all these things, Mr. Moyo, so how best can that be controlled?
Perhaps it's a collective way. Like I said, they should be, and the minister will be working into looking at this. I may not be the person who speaks on behalf of the ministry, but as we hear, these are some of the issues that have been of great concern to our traditional leadership. What legacy are we leaving? Are we leaving a legacy that tells that traditional healers are cheats? Are we leaving a legacy behind that traditional healers are phony? No, that's not the legacy which you want to leave. And therefore, registration, this is why there is an ATA, registration and supervision of these activities should be curtailed. And I believe the government of Zimbabwe is able to do these things.